One of the things I've always tried to do on this show is to seek solutions to major problems that face our community rather than just jumping up and down and complaining about them. Youth crime, of course, is one of those topics that it's perennial. And there doesn't seem to be many answers, particularly for hardcore offenders. I had a very in-depth chat with the Youth Justice Minister, Leanne Linnard, on this show in recent weeks. And look, generally the chat was great. She made some really good points. But one of the most disappointing aspects of that interview was her refusal to even consider, to even look at the concept of boot camps. She completely ruled them out and said that they do not work. Now, whatever you think of boot camps or even just the name boot camp, call it what you will, the concept surely has merit. And the concept is we need to get these kids, these young offenders, the repeat offenders, out of the cities where they are offending day after day after day and take them out bush with a bit of tough love. Someone who believes that boot camps, for want of a better name, absolutely do work and should be investigated, particularly for regional and North Queensland, is Robbie Katter. Robbie is the leader of the Katter's Australia Party in Queensland and is the MP for Traeger. He joins me now on the line from Mount Isa. Robbie, welcome to the King Review, first of all.
Thanks, Gavin. Great to be here.
This concept called relocation sentencing. Talk to us a little bit about, I guess just give listeners a bit of an overview of, are you talking about boot camps when you say relocation sentencing? What is it exactly?
There was two principles to the policy that we put forward, and that's designed to provide a consequence for the kids. I think the biggest, we could all agree there's a deficit, the biggest deficit is providing a consequence for these kids and that committing these crimes. And I think the two ingredients that are missing that aren't available to, whether you're talking about magistrates or police officers or anyone working in that space of youth detention, two missing ingredients are a legislative instrument to order or force a child to do some, or a youth to do anything other than Stewart Prison. Because all you can do is send them to juvie at the moment. That's the only legal thing you can do. And there's, it's very prescriptive on what that means. It's a building with fences and so many prison guards per person and has to have this and this and this. It's highly regulated. And the other thing that it lacks is a facility that's in a remote location. And the minister, I've been face to face with the Youth Justice Minister before, and they've said it numerous occasions, is there's no evidence to support this, which is rubbish, Gavin. I've been to, let's call it Urundanji State School, which really comes back to the point about a boot camp. I went to Urundanji State School, very isolated. You couldn't call it the town. It's a little community on the Northern Territory border. It's not in my electorate anymore, but the kids there were happy as Larry, well-dressed, best behaved kids, and I'm not exaggerating there, best behaved kids, pound for pound of a class I've ever seen in my term as a 10 years in government, in politics. And I said to the principal there, mate, what's the catch here? How come these kids are, he said, mate, that kid was sent from playing up, he was in big trouble in Mount Isa. I said, he's one of my picks. He said, yeah, but, and he said, look, the parents care about him here. I look after him here. They're just away from the mischief in town. And I thought, there it is. You know, that remoteness and isolation has some almost intangible effect on me, on kids, because, you know, you're out of temptation's way. You're out in the middle of nowhere. That was a school. And you can call that, you could, I'm sure the, you know, Labor government could call that a boot camp. Oh, you're sending them out to a boot camp. Well, no, it's really just a school where they're going, but they're isolated. And you didn't even force the kids to be there. They actually enjoy being there once they're there. But let's make 10 or 20 of those facilities somewhere where the magistrate can, the kid misbehaves, they steal a car, you know, violently assault someone in the street. Mate, you're going straight out to Urundanji or XYZ in an isolated area. Then, but you need the legislative instrument for the magistrate to be able to force them to go, because at the moment you're asking parents politely, oh, can we send your kid to boarding school, or can we get your kid to attend this program where they'll better themselves? And usually the parent says, no, get stuffed. So particularly if it's boarding school where they miss out on extra money. So you need a legislative instrument so that someone can force this kid, and you would have exactly the same attitude towards that kid if you love the kid and wanted him to prosper in life as you would if you want, you were the victim of his crime and wanted to punish him. You'd say, send him to the area. And whether you call that a boot camp, whether you call it a relocation, sentencing, camp, or call it whatever the hell you want, but you need two elements. You need to be able to force the kid to go there, and it needs to be in isolation so he's not thinking about breaking out at night and stealing another car.
Can you see any light, any way that the Labor government would at least consider this discussion?
Surely they're going to have to do something. Mm. I know we've been saying this for years now, but there's got to be a point where there's enough critical mass of upset people within government where they'll respond. And it really does reflect so poorly on the minister, the youth justice minister, and the people under her in the department to this point, that
they've just ruled it out. They've completely ruled it out without any debate or discussion.
And that's so disheartening to hear, because no one wants to prove them wrong or is trying to catch them out. Mm. We just want to solve a problem and to come back. And the only valid reason I've heard is that there's no evidence to support it. Well, there is. Just get out of your seat in Brisbane and go out and have a look at these places. Go to a place at UNN, you can see where those principles do work and are effective. And there's academic rigor to support this. There's a JCU report that we often pull out that's recommending just this to address recidivism amongst youth in these Gulf communities. So, mate, it is there. What is probably the biggest thing for me is I can't understand why they wouldn't, if nothing else, to address the budgetary impacts it's having. I think I might be a bit rubbery on the numbers, but I think it was around 30 to 50 million for the last extension they announced for Cleveland Bay Detention Centre, which gave them another, it was 10 or 20 spots. They're enormously expensive animals, these youth centres in the city, because you're jamming them in the city where, if they escape, if they're a couple hundred kilometres from the nearest town out in the outback, don't worry about fans. Like, where are they going to go? They're going to be, they've just got to resign themselves to the fact that I'm here, I'm present, and I'm just going to have to work with what it is. And I think that's a lot more powerful than a 12-foot barbed wire fence,
One of the criticisms of the LNP's boot camps was that it was, like everything that Campbell Newman seemed to do, it was rushed, it was put into place very, very quickly. And so the big report that was done in 2015 showed that, look, it was just implemented too quickly. The framework wasn't there, the follow-up wasn't there. So I guess what you're saying is, look, let's just investigate it. Let's debate it, discuss it, and see what might be possible.
Well, for goodness sake, I mean, wouldn't that at least be the starting point? It's just impossible to reconcile the anger. And if I can quite easily now measure with the software I've got in the office of the number of interactions I have with constituents in Mount Isa compared to, or how it's been increasing, the interaction, just complaints of people dealing with youth crime. Now, if you go and talk to police, they'll say, oh, no, it's only 20 kids and it's only... Mm. So there's plenty of data to show that there's not really much of a problem, that you could, you can use the data quite effectively to say, look, all these people are trying to talk up this issue. It's only 20 kids. It's only this and only that. But one thing they can never explain is the amount of angst and anger and impact it has on the community when it's pervasive. That is one thing. And how on earth they can walk the streets with their head up, these politicians, and not acknowledge that is a problem. That's really baffling. So to that end, why they wouldn't even consider it or say, well, look, this is, it wouldn't cost them anything to say, let's have a look at this or let's do a trial.
That's right.
But it is very disappointed, to say the least, and history will judge them very harshly for their inaction here. And I think practically, if we're going to be really honest with ourselves, there's a cohort of these kids that are going to be very difficult to ever turn around. They might be lost, but I'm sure there's some in there that we can turn them around, but Cleveland Bay is definitely not going to do that for them.
Well, we either keep spending millions and millions building bigger Cleveland detention centres, or we give proposals and ideas like this a fair hearing. So keep up the great work. It's such an important topic, as you know. Katter, Australian Party leader, and Traeger MP Robbie Katter, thanks for your time on The King Review today.
I appreciate your interest in the topic, Gavin. See ya.